Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What have the left done to offend you today? Nope, don't answer that. A better question is, what hasn't been done by them to not offend you? I mean, everything they do is meant to offend you, or it certainly ends up offending you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. There is a demoralization campaign going on against conservatives. Let me tell you why they hate you. They hate you because you probably are spiritual. You love the Lord. They hate you because you want to do good. You actually want to help people. You want to raise your kids. You want to be in whole families. You want to protect the young in one form or another. You want to make sure that money is spent on what it's spent on. You don't want money to go to nonsense. You don't support critical race theory or DEI or any of that other nonsense. You don't want the military to be emasculated and a host of other things. They hate you for those things that make more sense than anything you can imagine. I mean, there's nothing I said that you would be against. You want to protect the borders. You want people to come into the country legally. I could go on. You're the most philanthropic people on the planet. They hate that because you give without even asking. They want to take it. And then they dole it out. How dare you want to give it out? You think you own something. You think you are somebody. How dare you think that you're not just part of the mass horde that they should be able to take advantage of whenever they want? What, you think you're an elite? You think you're special? They want you demoralized. I was going through some old clips. They said Jesus was racist. I remember that was one of the clips that we went through. And there was these clips are so utterly ridiculous. When I'm talking about the subject matter, what I was talking about in old shows, it blew my mind. Some of the things I'd forgotten about it. Forgotten about some of it. I'll give you an example. Men, you suck. You want to know why there's more criminality and more truancy, truancy and bad kids is because they don't have fathers. But men, toxic masculinity. No, they know that having a father in the home solves problems. It helps. It makes your kid more adjusted. If you have sons, you're going to dictate how those boys grow to be men and how they treat women. If you have daughters, those daughters are going to look at their father to look at who they look for and the quality they look for in a man. You are so needed, but they make you, they make you buffoons. They talk, you're toxic. Oh, it's a man. Let a bunch of feminists get together and they will have you. You will just be a shell of yourself as a guy, unless you're an alpha male. And I do a whole thing on beta males versus alpha males. And those of you who are in the backstage club or you've donated to us for the recurring, one of the 500 warriors, you're going to get access. We're putting this stuff together. It is so amazing. I'm going through this stuff saying to myself, I'd pay for this. I would. It's freaking Dr. Phil meets Maury meets, it's entertainment like you wouldn't believe. And it's raw. From the heart, no holes barred. Anyway, I want to go into this idea of what they're trying to do to you. They want you to feel bad about who you are as a conservative. And they will do everything. They will give you names. They will label you. And as we found out, they'll SWAT your home. They will dox you so people know where you live. They will call you out. They will protest at your job. They will do whatever to intimidate you so you are afraid to be a vocal conservative. Do you know right now, if I went to go out and get a job where I am absolutely excellent, I would have to go through so much scrubbing and scrutiny. It's insane. When I got my board position, oh Lord, it took a year and a half. And it was, well, Kevin, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you please, you know, Kevin, and I'm going to have to talk to the board. I'm like, look, either you want me because I'm probably, no exaggeration, one of the most qualified board members on the board that I'm on. And I had to go through stuff that no leftist would ever have to go through. It's insanity. It's meant to make you go, you know what? I'll just keep my mouth shut. Well, I'm not going to do it. And it takes guts, and you better believe you will suffer financially. I told you guys, if I was on the other side of this issue, I would be making millions. I could be a billionaire on the other side, multi-billionaire. I could be hobnobbing with the Epsteins and the Weinsteins and the Clintons and all those pedophiles. Not that I would, but I could. The option would be there. Oh, hey, Ghislaine. But I choose not to. So one of my friends, he was like, KJ, man, there are times I'm disappointed you didn't do this. And I'm like, man, don't be disappointed in me. He's a very wealthy guy. I go, I could buy and sell you. If I wanted to go on the dark side, I could buy and sell you. It's not a factor of my inability to do something. It's I won't sell out. And you know what I'll do? Pardon me, that even my rich buddy won't do. I'll speak out against anything. When I talk to him, well, I got to keep a low profile and all that. Okay, great. So who's really wealthy here? The guy that can say what he wants? I say what I want. I think about the things when we were putting these clips together. I was thinking about all the things that I've said. These people would throw this in my face. Well, Kevin, you said that men will always, you know, be in charge of the world. Yeah, I said it. No alpha male is going to let anybody step up that he feels like is not worthy. It's not going to happen. And any alpha female, that's what she wants from him. Now, if that's controversial to you, so be it. If there are women out there going, well, Kevin, I'm women. Fine, you can think what you want, but I just gave you the facts. Because I know what I am as an alpha male. And I know many others. It's like Heather McDonald said, there aren't many women that looked up at the moon and went, I want to go up there. But there were a lot of guys going, man, I wonder how we could get up there. We think differently. Anyway, Joe Scarborough said this. He said, former President Trump's win in Iowa could mean bad news for his chances for a general election. Can you imagine? Trump set the record for Iowa caucuses, and Joe Scarborough wants you scared. He says the fact that Donald Trump has 50% of Republicans not voting for him, and as Steve Carnacki said, one-third hating him in the state of Iowa. I got to say, for the people who actually want to win general elections, that's not good news. What do you think it would be for Joe Biden? What do you think it would be for Nikki Haley or DeSantis, who 80% of the people didn't want either one of them? We'll dissect that logic when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Demoralization, that's what the left is about. They don't want you to feel good about yourself. You're a black kid. Oh, man, hey, I could get you, dude. You need, they need to be more diverse. There need to be more of you. You need to see more of what you are. You mean humans? Answer that in any college and watch what happens. Answer that you're just a human. Say it around leftist blacks. Watch it. Oh, you ain't down with us? You know, really? They want you demoralized. White kids, you've done nothing. You were born white. What did you have to do with it? Oh, you were born as an oppressor. They want to demoralize you, women. Oh, look at that. You don't make as much money as you need to be making. Well, why aren't you pumping these kids up, pumping people up, making them feel good about who they are? Ask yourself, who do you want to be around, optimist or pessimist? It's a simple answer. We love people that are optimistic, that are, hey, Kevin, how's that job going? You know what? I got a guy. I got somebody you should meet. They would love, you guys would be great talking to one of optimism. Not, hey, man, that job's still kicking your butt.
Yes.
Well, you can leave, but then, you know, it's tough out there and blah, 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 you know.
I mean, it's always going to be something with these pessimists. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, to Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe Scarborough, Donald Trump wins Iowa, 51% of the vote, a majority. Nobody else. The closest margin of victory was Bob Dole beat somebody by 13 points. Donald Trump beats him by 30, and Scarborough says, oh, these are the alarm bells. And here's what I love. Well, he wasn't the only one sounding the alarm bell. Illinois Governor Pritzker, who's a, I call him Prickster, said the win demonstrated Trump's weakness. The guy who just set the new record for Republican primaries, and they're telling you it's a weakness. Oh, man. He goes, I think it's telling. It tells you the weakness of Donald Trump and also the opportunity for Democrats in the end. Look, if the base doesn't turn out for Donald Trump in general election enthusiastically and Democrats turn out its base, this is all about, you know, independents. And independents don't like Trump. The biggest amount of hogwash I've heard in a while. Really? So I guess Democrats love Joe Biden. They love what the Democratic Party's doing. They're going to turn out in droves. Why wouldn't they? I don't know. The double 50% inflation since Joe Biden's been in office. By the way, we got to play this clip. This is a guy that he, speaking of inflation, this is what I think the average person is feeling. And this is a man, a random guy. I don't know who he is. But here's what he's saying about the thing since Joe Biden's been in office.
Why is everything so damn expensive? 4 years ago, my rent was $1,200 a month at a luxury apartment complex. It is now $2,100, not even including utilities. I went to the grocery store yesterday, right, and got three bags of chips, some ground turkey, and some vegetables, and it was $67! What? My car insurance from 4 years ago until now, with no tickets, no wrecks, no nothing on my driver's record, has gone from $130 to $240 per month! 3 years ago, my electric bill was averaging $45. Now it's averaging $125. You go and get a tank of gas once a week, and you're dropping $70.
Anybody think he's an anomaly? He's an outlier? Or you think that's the norm? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. His rent has gone up 75% since the time of Trump. Groceries I can't speak to because he only gave us one number, $67. But I'll tell you this, it wouldn't shock me at all if those groceries he's talking about would have cost him about $30 to $35. It's doubled. His car insurance, he says, went from $130 to $240. Anybody doing the math, that's about 85%. His electric has gone from $45 to $125. That's almost a 300% increase in his electricity. A tank of gas, $70, safe to say, probably would have been $30 to $40. So he's feeling it, and his frustration is exactly that. It's the same thing I talked about the woman who was working three jobs. She says, I make over $100,000 a year. I'm working three jobs. And I still can't pay my bills. Now, why did Scarborough and those guys say that? They used Obama. They said Obama running from 2008 and then 2012 and going back to New Hampshire or Iowa or whatever, he would have gotten 90% of the Democratic vote. And so that's their comparison. A sitting president that would have nobody running against him would have gotten 90% of the vote. I would tell you this. Instead of asking about Obama, why didn't they ask about Joe Biden? Why do they say, I wonder what Joe Biden would get? They want to give you the straw man that don't fit. Barack Obama, number one, wouldn't have got, if he did get 90%, it would have just been out of base loyalty. But Barack Obama's not more popular than Donald Trump. Don't get fooled into this stuff. If Donald Trump had been a sitting president, without any issues from going into Iowa, just on the way that they were comparing Barack Obama, he would have gotten. He dominates the Republican Party. They aren't going to ask questions. They're not going to bring up a competitive race where Donald Trump more than doubled the results. They got to make it bad. They got to tell you, oh, no, 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 the sky is falling, conservatives. You got nothing to gloat about. Look at this marvelous economy Joe Biden built. Look at all that we've got going for us. We've got an 80-something-year-old clown who's embroiled in controversy related to China and Russia, whose policies have failed at every level, whose son will likely lead the indictment that could be a domino for many members of the Biden family, including him. He's got war possibilities of even more that are coming up. The economy's not getting any better. I don't know if you've seen the latest economic news. It's not getting any better. He's polling worse than any sitting president in history. But they got nothing to worry about. You're the one who better understand. Woo! It's terrible to be a Republican and a conservative and have a champion like Donald Trump who's got a track record of success behind him. How could you possibly want to support him? Look at everything we've done. There was this article, and I'll finish out with this, but it says, a slow drip of Republican and former Trump administration officials are outright saying they would vote for Biden over former President Trump in the general election. Oh my goodness, really? Wow, shocker. There are a bunch of Republicans out there who are so invested in the establishment that they're going to try to get Donald Trump again? Oh, Lassie, somebody should call the FBI. But nobody wants to get Joe Biden. Nobody's leaving the Democratic Party. Independents don't like what's going on. They love what the Democrats have done. None of this stuff we're talking about impacts independents. And let's not forget, we got Nikki Haley.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. During a visit in North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden acknowledged how thousands more homes have been connected to high-speed internet during his time in office. Critics of the president and Republicans have blamed his administration for runaway inflation since the pandemic due to multiple government spending measures. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can safely say, tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
A lot of people were trying to figure out what Nikki Haley meant by that two-person race. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I happen to be one of those people going, what in the heck is this woman talking about? Well, Simon, I forget his last name, but like Atabato, was it Simon Atiba? He's an African guy who gets kicked out of the meetings, the press briefings by Karine Jean-Pierre. But he's right on the issues. He's like, you know, you guys aren't treating me fairly, and he's right. Anyway, he's got a rationalization of what he thinks is happening with this Nikki Haley thing, with the two-person race. And here's what he said. I would like to tell you something uncomfortable, a bitter truth. Anything else is a lie. Do not be deceived by propagandists, demagogues, and politicians who just align with the wind. When Nikki Haley said this is now a two-person race, after losing Iowa, it was not about Trump. She was referring to DeSantis and herself. This is because in the back of everyone's mind here in D.C., Trump is too dangerous to become president again, and they won't let that happen at all cost. I want to stop just for a second and let you think about that, because the idea has been broached, and I'm going to tell you, when I was on Fox News and I was asked this question, and of course I got in trouble for it because I was asked, what do you think the FBI would do to Trump? And I said it could be that they do nothing, or it could be that they do something sinister. And Harris Faulkner, you know, the producers talked in there and said, make sure you get Kevin to not say that the FBI would do something bad to Trump. And I repeated what I said. It's the gamut. We don't know what the FBI is capable of. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no conservative in this country who actually believes that the FBI is this benign organization that only wants to do the greater good and help people. And it's always looking to do the right thing. There's nobody that believes that. They can't sell us on those lies anymore. At least I know I don't buy them. So is it a possibility that this government would kill Donald Trump? I will venture to tell you, overwhelmingly, conservatives believe that they would. Donald Trump is the least safest person in America because the Biden administration and the people that support him will do anything to keep him out. And you've seen what they've done using the legal system in the most illegal way, the most egregiously un-American, traitorous. I mean, nobody should go through what Donald Trump is going through, and they don't care. They do it openly. Four different prosecutors, 91 indictments, and none of it legit. They don't care. Anything but Trump. And the reason is Donald Trump represents the biggest threat. It's not existential. He represents the biggest threat to the New World Order and all the things that it represents of anybody in political history, modern history. Since they decided they wanted the Great Reset, the New World Order, there is no one who is more dangerous to the left than Donald Trump. Now, I say all the time, we represent him. He's dangerous because he's managed to get through to us. He's managed to connect. He's managed to open our eyes. I can tell you this with this. I'm speaking only personally here. I can tell you this with 100% certainty. Donald Trump woke me up to the media. I suspected the media was lying, but I didn't think of it the way that I do now. Now I trust the media 0%. I won't listen to anything they say unless I check it out for myself. And then I look at the trend lines and say, nope, you're not fooling me. I'm not falling for what you want me to fall for. I would mention to tell you there are many like you that are listening to me right now that say, yep, Kevin, I'm the same way. I was fooled a decade ago, but I'm not anymore. And it was Donald Trump calling them fake news media. And I remember when I heard it, I was like, ha, that's kind of funny. Yeah. And since then, fake news media, fake news media, fake news media. And by the way, I've also written about this. It is one of the only things that conservatives have done that has stuck. And I've talked about this in many of my, we're prepping some stuff for Backstage Club. And I was looking at this the other day, and I said, I made the comment, we don't know how to sell and market conservatism. And I've also said Donald Trump is the first guy that took a concept of conservatism in the sense of saying that's fake news. They are not giving you the rest propaganda. And it stuck. He made it sticky to the point where they fought back. That's when you know you've got them. When they go, ooh, I'm going to fight back. And that's what they had to do. But it's the first time. So what's going to happen here? Two-man race, two-person race. What was Nikki Haley saying? What has she been told? Think about the cabal that got Donald Trump out of office. Everything that it took, all the orchestration, the long game being played of we're going to cheat with the machines, we're going to have all these people in place, we're going to involve even Republicans, Raffensperger and the governor of Georgia, Kemp or whatever. Everywhere in the battleground states, all these people, all this orchestration, we're going to make this happen. Level of orchestration it took to do that and to do it successfully. And then know that it was going to be openly looked at and dare people to talk about it. Call them election deniers. Give them a label. Have a label ready to go. Be ready to put these people in jail. Ridicule them using the press and social media. Cut them off to where they can't even talk about it. Make them fearful. Then orchestrate January 6th. I could go on. And you wonder what they're capable of. The level of vitriol that goes against Donald Trump. I want you to ask yourself, what has this man done that rises to the level to where you want him to be a pariah in everyone's eyes? And if he's not that, if you support him, they'll give you a name. You're a maggot. The man that said, I want to make America great again, put America first, and if you support him, you're a maggot. What do you think they're willing to do? How far will they go? I'm asking. I don't have an answer. I have a suspicion. When I made the comment on Fox News about Donald Trump, and I said,
could be the FBI has no agenda and they're harmless, or it could be sinister. I'll be honest with you. I certainly leaned towards the more sinister aspect of it. But what the thing that got me was this. I said, they didn't take him out in 2016. They let him get in there, and he served for 4 years. Now, let's kind of backtrack and ask ourselves what happened since then. Well, at the end of his 4 years, they instituted COVID. They literally worked with our enemy, China, and they brought COVID in. And they tried to torpedo his economy. They then said he didn't respond quickly enough and he got millions of Americans killed. And of course, none of that was true. Strongest economic growth probably in American history when you think about what they were doing to hamstring him. Here's what's funny. We can see the things that they do overtly to Trump, like these 91 indictments. What do you think they were doing to him with the economy? How did Trump keep that trend line of growth for the stock market, growth in jobs and unemployment, etc.? All the things that was making this economy grow, they were hamstringing him by, not only did they not do quantitative easing, which means printing money as they did for Obama, where they printed over $10 trillion, they stopped printing money. They did the opposite under Trump, and he still kept it going. They artificially kept inflation down for Obama while they were printing. They doubled the supply of money, but they didn't do it for Trump. The inflation levels for Trump were based on him undoing all of Obama's dangerous policies. I want you to know, in every step along the way where Donald Trump was involved, where they were trying to do all this malicious things to everything that represents this great republic, Donald Trump succeeded with people riding on his back. I want you to think of it in football terms. Imagine a running back. He hits the line of the defensive line of the other team. He has no blocking from him from his own team. And everybody jumps on him. And he just keeps on walking down the field. There's nothing they can do. They can't trip him. They can't get him down. That's the way I would ask you to think about Donald Trump. So Nikki Haley maybe spilled the beans. This is a two-person race. And Simon Atiba gives us an understanding of what that means when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have a government that's gone rogue. It believes it can do whatever it needs to do, so that as it likes to, as we like to hear, the ends, well, not here, but as we get told, the ends justify the means. And if they needed to get rid of Donald Trump or to do something sinister to him, these group of people, and my honest opinion, are willing to do whatever it takes, which includes getting rid of Trump permanently. Simon Atiba, an African journalist, said it's an uncomfortable, bitter truth, but he says, Don't be deceived by the propagandists, the demagogues, and the politicians who align with the win. When Nikki Haley said this is now a two-person race after losing Iowa, it was not about Trump. She was referring to DeSantis and herself. Because in D.C., they don't see Trump being in the picture. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Oh, I had a station manager at a radio station that carries my show once that said to me, Kevin, you know, we don't want to talk about the potential for bad things to happen and the government doing bad things to President Trump or whatever. And I was like, I hadn't, up to that point, as I said, I hadn't really thought that they would because he was president. He got through his 4 years. But when they didn't let him win in 2020, and now with more knowledge of what the government's willing to do, I'm willing to tell you right now, it would not surprise me in the least to tell you that I think this government would kill Donald Trump. Anyway, Simon Atiba goes on. He says, this is because in the back of everyone's mind in D.C., Trump is too dangerous to become president again, and they won't let it happen. At all costs, it's war. Actually, he goes on, the left, the deep state, and the D.C. establishment believe that Trump is an existential threat to the United States of America, and his MAGA base has been brainwashed, and they must take things into their own hands. I'm going to tell you, I believe that as much as I believe, you know, in my son's ability to play baseball. I know it for a fact. They see Trump. When you hear them talk about the democracies at stake, the democracies at stake, they're telling you what they're trying to build, which is a democracy. But they don't have anything to do with a democratic republic or a constitutional republic. They want whoever they choose. By democracy, they mean the elitists will make the decisions for you. That's their definition. They got to stop him at all costs, he says, and they will do it through the courts and eliminate him. And if that doesn't work, they might go further to the final option. I don't think there's a might. I think they would try to do something to Donald Trump. He says, I will refrain from mentioning it here. He says, this is not about trying to understand the MAGA base and asking, why do they love him? Is he talking about their concerns? Is he paying them? Are they paying them the attention that they need? Is Trump filling their needs? And any other question that you might ask to win over an electorate? That is such a great concept. I want you to think about that for just a second. What Simon Atiba is saying is, they don't care what you think. They're not placating to you. You are a huge swath of the American public. Think about what they do for blacks. Think about what they do for Hispanics. Think about what they do for women. Look at everything that's being done for women, which is theoretically half the population. And of course, half of the population of the female population doesn't believe the feminists. So we're talking about 25% of the population. A solid 50% of America, more than that, believes in what Donald Trump's doing. Are they even trying to get your vote? Are they doing anything to show you they care about what you think? And the short answer is no. Why not? You're a big enough block of voters. You would think they'll go, oh, we got to get the Bubba vote. Whatever. We've got to appeal to the working man or whatever. But they don't give a crap about the MAGA crowd. I have yet to see one politician. Nikki Haley's a perfect example. And she said, you know what? We got to listen to the Trump people. It's not like it's some little piece of the Republican Party. They describe us as a fringe group. We're a fringe group. We are 75% of the Republican Party, if not more. We're probably 30% of the Democrats, 40% of the, no, I take that back, 60% of the independents. How can you call us fringe? He goes on, he says, Vivek Ramaswamy spoke about it, but he may change now after receiving backlash. He received a similar backlash after speaking honestly about the Israel-Palestinian war, so he changed his position and now condemns only money going to Ukraine, not to Israel, also a foreign nation. Now, I think there's a whole different rationale behind those two things, so I'm not going to get into it. You'll notice I don't talk much about Ukraine
Israel's been fighting now for since October, whatever date it was. And I say, wipe them out. Anybody that, I'll put it to you this way. If somebody invaded my home and killed people inside of my home, I would get with my family, and I can guarantee you, we won't quit until we wipe you out. I'm like Mossad. I'm going to strategize against you. I'm going to figure it out. And I told you, most of the people already know, I've already told you, it's a movie where the bad guy just indiscriminately kills people. I will, in the next meeting, game over. I'm not going to be intimidated. And I think that's part of the reason. I think there are a lot of people like me, by the way. Not a lot, but there are a few. And that is why we fight. That is why I'm on this very program saying the things that people don't want to say. Simon Taba, if I'm pronouncing his name right, he says, I'm not going to go as far as to tell you what I think they'll do to Trump. I'll tell you, they would try to assassinate him. What? It hasn't been done, JFK? I mean, look, we can fiddle around this stuff as much as we want, but let's just be truthful. He says, most MAGA people believe the elections were rigged at the ballot box. But all politicians are that way. They have to adapt to the public opinion to fit in. There are three wars that we are facing. The media war to win over independence, the legal war to disqualify Trump's, and the deep state war to reportedly save America from Trump. These wars will all happen at the same time, and the months ahead will be tumultuous. Remember, no politician can speak the truth and survive. That's where, now, I'm going to nuance what he's saying here because I don't agree with everything that he says. I think we have a civil war happening in America. It is between the true American patriot that believes in the Constitution and the liars. We have a war between the truth and the lie. That's simple. And I mean, that is as basic as it gets. And then you've got these other mini, you got battles going on. The battle between the LGBT and women. The battle between feminists and conservative women. The battle between conservative blacks and leftist blacks. The battle between the Democrat and Republican. The battle between conservative and leftist. And I could go on. You've got all these battles, but the war is a civil war between truth and lies. Women, by the way, there's a battle between the LGBT and women. But the feminist women and the women on the left, they are willing to accept the lies. They propagate them. The Me Too movement is nothing but a bunch of lies. It's a bunch of lies run by a bunch of liars. Do they have a legitimate beef? Sure they do. The way they've executed it is selectively. That's how the game gets played. So I agree with him on many of these points. I don't think, you know, we can split hairs on some of it, but he goes on, he says, for thousands of years, the people who have spoken truth have often been philosophers, poets, and thinkers, people who were not running for any office and did not need the approval of the public. This is because the public often rejects the truth when it contradicts their beliefs, for they prefer the comfort of illusions over the discomfort of reality. That's why Winston Churchill once said, men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing ever happened. Well, I agree with him. And I've talked about this. I've talked about I've analyzed liars. I've analyzed people that cannot accept that they're wrong. They don't think they're lying when they tell you Trump is a criminal. And if you give them all the proof in the world, nothing resonates with them. Well, what is that? It's our responsibility, honestly, as truth seekers in every possible way. I don't know if you're a Christ follower or whatever I am, and a seeker of truth, even when it's not something you like. I had to apologize to Melissa the other day because she was right about something. It was a truth, and it didn't feel good to have to go and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. You were right and I was wrong, but you better be doing that. And you certainly better be doing it politically.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.